Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep, and today we're talking about the importance of modesty. And when we hear that word, there could be many different interpretations of what it means. To the world, it could be seen as a very limiting, outdated style of dress or behavior. But to Latter-day Saints, we know that it's a way to respect our bodies as gifts from Heavenly Father. And it really is so much more than just how we dress. However, in the fashion industry, this sentiment can be really hard to uphold. And Rosemary Card spent a good portion of her teen years as a professional model living in New York City. And as a Latter-day Saint, she fought for her standards constantly. Eventually, she left the industry to pursue other goals, but she is here with us today to talk about what her experiences have taught her about the importance of being modest. And one of our field reporters, Jennifer Stagg, has that interview.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jen. Super kind of you.
First, give us a little bit of background. How did you get into the modeling industry?
Well, when I was early high school, I think about 14, Disney filmed High School Musical at East High, and that's where I was a student. So my friends and I, we saw the big movie trailers and stuff going on there. So I stopped in and I signed up to be an extra dancer in High School Musical. And one of the casting directors saw me and talked to me and said, "Hey, have you ever considered modeling?" I have always been very tall and very thin, and so it's something that I'd heard on and off throughout my life. But it wasn't until that point that I thought, like, maybe I should consider it.
So you decided to give it a try, and it sounds like your career kind of took off.
Yeah. I saw it as an opportunity to try something new. I saw it as something more exciting than sitting in math class in high school. And so though my parents never planned or wanted me to be a model, if the furthest thing from that probably, my mom was going on a business trip to New York, and she said, "Well, why don't you come with me? You can go to some open calls," really hoping that I would get denied and then I would kind of get over this idea. So I went with her on her business trip, went to some most open calls, and ended up signing a contract. And that was around Thanksgiving of my junior year in high school. And right after New Year's, I moved out to New York City.
So I imagine that was a little bit of a culture shock. What did you find once you started modeling and sort of once you went out on jobs?
It was very interesting. I learned that a lot of the models were just like me. They were just normal girls that had been picked out of the mall or out of a play or out of a dance competition, and they too were working on science projects or science homework in between runway shows and photo shoots. But it's an adult industry. It's ran by adults, but a lot of the key players, models, are children. And so I saw a lot of young girls trying to navigate a very adult world with a very adult situations with very little supervision.
How did your standards and your belief system that you had in place before you went out there, how did that make a difference for you than, say, if you were one of the other girls?
I knew ahead of time things that I would and would not do. When I signed the contract, my mom was with me, and we sat down with my a team of agents at the agency, and we very clearly outlined what scenarios would and wouldn't be okay. And so my agency was very supportive of me. But once I was out there, I was on my own. My mom was no longer there. My agents aren't there on photo shoots. And so it was up to me with when a photographer would propose, you know, "Why don't we try this for this photo shoot?" It was up to me to say, "I'm not comfortable with that," or I'm not okay to do that. And so, yeah.
I imagine that was pretty hard.
It was difficult. It was difficult to have such a completely different set of standards than the people I was working with, and to have to consistently stand up for them and stand up to them when people pressure. You know, they often wouldn't just take no on the first time. They would push and push. And if some photo shoots, I'd have to say, like, "Hey, I'm really not going to do this. So if you want my agency to send another model, I'm sure they will. But, like, I'm going to bounce. If this is what you require, like, I'm not going to do it." So
it sounds like you were very self-assured.
Yeah, I honestly just, I was really blessed to have, I think, pretty good perspective that this was something that would last a limited amount of time, whether it was a couple years or maybe 30 years. I didn't know if I was going to do modeling for a long period, but I knew eventually it would end. and that I wanted to walk away from it feeling comfortable with what I had participated in.
You mentioned in a Deseret News article that a fellow LDS model gave you a little piece of advice about one picture. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. So Leanne Friedman was in my family's home stake in the Bonneville stake right before I started modeling. And she knew my aunt, and so my aunt sent her over to our home when we first started pursuing this road. And Leanne just talked to me about once you take a picture, it's done. Like, you can never, ever get that back. And that just really hit home with me, that I never wanted to have even just one picture out there floating around in the internet that might someday, you know, come back and haunt me, essentially. I just didn't want to have to deal with that. And it's proven it turned out to be a really good thing, even to this day. Rarely, but sometimes I'll be on a random blog or a random site and I'll see a picture of myself. And it's just a reminder of like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so glad that all the pictures out there of me are kosher.
You feel good about all the work that you've done.
So there are some photo shoots that as I look back on, I realized as a 16-year-old, I didn't understand the context. I thought, oh, I'm totally covered. But there's more to modesty. There's more, there's more to modesty than essentially keeping certain body parts covered. And so there are photo shoots that I think, wow, I wish the adults in that room would have, you know, said something that, hey, this isn't appropriate for a 16-year-old girl. But I feel really happy with my career, my time, and the things that I participated in.
How do you think those experiences and having to stand up for your values and your beliefs and your modesty at a very young age, how do you think that shaped you as an adult?
Having to stand up for my modesty at a young age was really important because I had to figure out why. For the first little while, I could rely on like, oh, I'm only 16. My mom would be so mad when a photographer would ask me to take my shirt off or something like that. That was kind of my excuse, but that essentially got old pretty quickly, and that wasn't enough of an excuse. So I had to figure out, you know, why is this important to me? Why do I care about modesty? And that really, as I went on a mission and studied at school, I learned more and more about modesty and why that's important.
And where are you at in your life now? What are you pursuing now?
So right now I'm working on a new project. I'm working on a temple dress line. My goal is to help more young women feel more comfortable in the temple and in turn have a greater desire to visit the temple more frequently. I think there's nothing more powerful than the combination of young women or women and the power that we find in the temple. And so I want to help girls come more often, learn more, be able to focus more because they're comfortable in what they're wearing, and then become better disciples of Christ.
That sounds really like a neat project.
Thank you.
What advice would you have for young girls out there who are drawn in by things like modeling or acting or something like that? What advice would you have for them going forward?
I think modeling and acting and all those things have wonderful potential. I think girls with the right mindset and the right goals can totally participate in those industries and have really successful, positive careers. I do think it takes planning, and I do think it takes a lot of work to stay in tune with the Spirit. So every situation that you face, you have that access to be able to navigate that situation properly. I think as we participate, especially in modeling, as you participate in that industry, your whole world starts to be focused on how you look. And that can be really harmful to young women. So as girls participate in modeling and dancing and acting, I usually encourage them to make sure that you're building other parts of your life. Make sure that you're learning other new skills, that you are still going to school, that you're thinking about what you're going to do after this. Because that will keep you healthy and that will essentially keep you sane to focus on other parts of you, not just your exterior.
Such great advice. Thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Thank you.
We want to thank Rosemary and Jen for that wonderful interview and for offering wisdom and advice on living with modesty. The quote of the day is from Sister Sylvia Allred, the former first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. And she said, "The doctrine behind modesty begins with our knowledge that we are children of God, created in His image. Our bodies are sacred gifts from Heavenly Father and have specific purposes that He has planned. As grateful recipients, we acknowledge this gift by treating our bodies as He has asked us to do. We learn to train, control, and bridle our bodies and their physical uses to become like Heavenly Father." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.